What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. The Fifth Hour with me, Ben Maller, and Danny G Radio. Because, hey, 4 hours a night, not enough. This is the extra crispy, extra spicy, non-original recipe podcast, only available in the podcast. The overnight show is the original recipe, which you can get 5 days a week, 4 hours a night, unless for some reason somebody screws up and the podcast doesn't go up. But we are back at it on a Sunday, fun day, the 21st day of the great month of April. As the days keep going away, it is National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day today. And as a proud Bulldog owner, I will make sure today to spoil Moxie.
Arf, arf, arf.
My dog, my Bulldog, Moxie. My dream dog, Moxie, who sits around and farts all the time. What a life. What a wonderful life there.
How do you spoil her? Do you, like, take your socks off and ball them up and throw her your socks?
Well, Moxie is the – I've talked about I have two dogs. I have Luigi, who's insane. He's still a puppy. Once he calms down, he'll be cool. But Moxie's just the chillest dog in the world. And my favorite thing that Moxie does is not that she farts all the time and has endless slobber and her tongue out all the time.
That is pretty cool, though.
It is neat. Those are all great characteristics. But I love the fact that she gets so lazy at night that she will lay down like she's dead, and when you walk by her, she will not move her body at all, but her eyes will track you. Like, that's the only thing in her body that move. It's the funniest thing. Like, she'll lay there like he's dead. Nothing will be moving other than her eyes kind of slowly following you as you walk around the room. So I think that's pretty cool. It's a go fly a kite day today also. So big
that was one of my mom's favorite things to tell us when we were getting on our nerves.
Go fly a
go
kite.
Go fly a kite. Either that or go play in the middle of a busy freeway.
That's good parenting.
Yeah.
Never successful as a kid getting the kite in the air. I had friends that would get the kite in the air. Now, I could manage the kite once it's in the air, but the hardest part is getting it up in the air. And I did not succeed on that. The hardest part is getting it up. How dare you? These are fine holidays, but not as good as National Garlic Day, which was back on Friday, which I, getting it up, I loved. Before we get to the mailbag, we'll do a little Pop Goes the Culture. You want to do a little Pop Goes the Culture?
Let's do it.
Okay, Pop Goes the Culture. These are some random stories that we think are interesting, and that's why we're talking about them. The things that happened today, last couple days, whatever, things that caught our attention. I thought this was rather amazing. Your Disneyland weekend, Danny, mm-hmm. going on this weekend, big Disney and all that. And there's a report that says Star Wars, the Disney franchise, now it's owned by Disney, Star Wars, the box office has not covered the cost of the movie franchise. That they keep making these movies, but internally, the numbers, they're not generating profits. That it's just not working. If from a financial standpoint, how could you screw up Star Wars?
No wonder that Star Wars milk they have in Star Wars Land is like $20 per cup. Makes sense now.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find a way to recoup that money. Yeah,
there are some theories because they've changed the Star Wars brand over the years, and they're trying to target female audiences more than just the dudes, or make it the original story, and any of that might be part of the problem. But I think they're just spending too much money to make the movies, because people do watch these movies. That Disney bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion. The net box office profit from Star Wars films has only been $1.2 billion. And that does not even factor in the cost of marketing the films, which is an insane amount of money. The latest Indiana Jones film, I was reading this, it's another Lucasfilms property, actually lost the company a significant amount of money. So, well, it's good. It's good to know, Danny, you're helping Disney out, because they are struggling here. So it's good to know you're taking care of the people over there at Disney.
I only spent $400 on food yesterday.
Well, here's a shocking revelation from the world of food. It did not make foodie fun the other day. But according to a professor at Grandi University, University of Parma in Italy, he says tomato sauce on pizza is an American creation. It is not Italian. This is a food historian, and this has caused major outrage. In Italy.
I've heard this before. Isn't it that they just crush up tomato and put that on the bread, the flat bread?
Yeah.
They don't do a sauce, right?
All right. So the story continues. The guy from Parma University. How great is it? You go to Parma University. Imagine the food at Parma University. It says he argued that the pizza rossa, or red pizza topping, the tomato sauce, was founded when Italian immigrants took advantage of their newfound ingredients on American soil to improve it. And yet, these people in Italy are like, wait a minute, though. Yeah, you rat bastard. What's wrong with you? Okay.
What an improvement it is, though. Like, can you imagine a margarita pizza but with no sauce?
Yeah. Well, I don't care who invented it. It's delicious. And who the hell cares? Doesn't matter. According to this book, though, which promises to debunk lies and myths about Italian cuisine, said that not only did tomatoes originate in the New World, but so did tomato sauce. Italians only discovering tomato sauce in abundant qualities when they started immigrating to the U.S. in the 19th century. So that's the argument. Well, good. I'm glad they immigrated, because the pizza's delicious. It's freaking wonderful. Way to go, right? Way to go.
And we were talking about mid-level restaurants the other day. I wish there was a better option than Olive Garden.
Yeah. Do they still have the all-you-can-eat pasta?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. My wife refuses to go there. She hates their food. She says she feels sick anytime she eats there. But if you're a sponsor right now, we'll go again if you give us a free certificate.
Yeah.
But
we still need Arby's to sign up.
Yeah.
We'll do a show from Arby's if they buy advertising.
It's the Burger King effect with them, though, Ben. Years ago, I went and the food was pretty decent quality. But then year by year, it seems like the quality of the ingredients has gone down and down and down.
They're doing the limbo. How low can you go?
Yeah.
How low can you go? What else pops up here before we get to the mailbag? I'm sure this came up on Covino and Rich. The woman who took a corpse into the bank.
Oh, we had a good laugh about this one.
Weekend at Bernie's becomes reality. Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, because in that sequel, they actually went to the bank to get some of his money out.
How do you end up in a position in life where you think you can get away with that?
Like, it was only $3,400, not $34,000, not $340,000, $3,400.
Yeah, so if you didn't see the story, it's a bit ghoulish, but it happened. It's on video. It happened. I saw it. I saw the video, Danny. It happened. A woman takes a corpse into a bank trying to scam some money, was caught on camera transporting the cadaver in a taxi.
Yeah, uncle.
Yeah, and even getting the cabbie to help move the body. And
yeah,
so
yeah. The teller was like, "What's wrong with your uncle?" And she's like, "Uncle, sit up. If you don't seem better, I'm going to have to take you to the hospital."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is...
bad acting. She was horrible. The head kept falling back, and they knew what she was up to. She was in trouble for embezzlement, theft...
Yeah,
and one other charge. So yeah, she's.
Well,
gonna...
I think you can't do that with bodies. I think you can't move bodies around.
Nope.
I don't know what the term is. There's a legal term for that. I forget what it is, but you can't.
Yeah,
do it
no, she's going to be doing some jail time.
So I thought of you when I saw this story this week, and I thought of Clay Travis, the circus elephant that escaped and just was casually walking.
Yes, I saw some tweets on this that were hashtag Animal Thunderdome,
Butte, Montana, and a traveling. World Circus, Jordan World Circus. I didn't know they still had circuses with animals. I thought the Wokesters got rid of all that.
There are
That to me is the most amazing part of the story, that there's still circus and animals.
There's a couple of companies still trying to do circus stuff. I've seen one pop up in Burbank a couple of years ago.
In Burbank?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was in San Jose, I was going to the Costco to get gas, wedding weekend, and I drove by. They had a circus, but not one with animals. They had the human circus. The hardest part is getting it up. That was out of context audio.
I know there's some where they're just trying to stick to horses and the safer animals where they don't think the activist groups will come after them.
Yeah.
But it's pretty awesome that they had elephants at this one.
Yeah, that's pretty bananas. Residents of Butte, Montana, they saw an adult female elephant escaped from the holding area and was traveling around, just wandering around. There's plenty of cell phone video. Everyone immediately, the first thing you do, you'd think you'd try to protect yourself. No, you pull out your phone and you're like, this is going to go viral. This is going to go. And then the police had to shut down the streets. But then the funniest is the guy from the circus, the elephant keeper, is like running after the elephant. It's like a 1980s comedy.
It is.
it's
like a Herbie the Love Bug.
Just absolutely.
You can just imagine you're driving down the road with your wife and out of nowhere, she's like, elephant! I'm like, babe, I've been dieting.
All right, the last one in the Pop Goes the Culture, then we'll get to the mailbag. And this one from just human activity. How many times a day, you see the story, how many times a day do Americans check their phones?
No, I didn't see this.
Okay, good. So how many times a day, on average, they've done the research on this, do your average American check their phone?
It's got to be 200 times. 212 times.
212 times. That's a lot. 212 is a lot. You actually went over, Danny, so you do not win the Showcase Showdown. I'm sorry you don't win.
Loser.
But I thought it was still a high number. 144 times a day, Americans check their phone. So I did some Mahler math on this, and if my math is correct, now I'm not average. I only sleep 4 or 5 hours a day, but most people sleep 8 hours a day.
So I didn't take that into consideration.
Yeah,
we're in radio.
We're up a little more than that. We're definitely over 200 times a day. But if you are 8 hours a day asleep, you're awake 16 hours. So let's do the math. So if you're awake 16 hours, 144 times a day, you're checking your phone over 16 hours, that is 18 times every hour that you're checking your phone.
Take that for data.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, okay? Who says you don't learn anything from a dopey weekend podcast? Come on! 18 times every hour. Oh, you're awake. I did think it was more than that, but when you factor in the sleep thing, it makes sense.
Yeah, we forgot that normal people sleep.
Yeah. Before 1992, people did not do that because smartphones did not exist. You were not pulling out your flip phone to check it 18 times an hour.
So what did people do back then 142 different times? Play pocket pool?
They'd actually talk to each other, apparently, which is very uncomfortable. And pocket pool also, yeah. Now, how often, Danny, do you have your significant other say, phone's down, phone free, nope, get off your phone?
She doesn't say anything, but it's a look. Yeah, so yeah. I'll see this look, and I'll be like, and now I'm proactive. I'll put the phone away before I enter the living room.
It's a veteran move. So I always have the, well, I got to do it for work thing, which...
But it's true.
It doesn't work on the weekends.
There's times where I got to go back to my phone to check that the podcast has loaded and has, you know, shot out to the world, or I have to do this or this description or this. There's stuff we do have to do for work with social media, etc. So it is hard with what we do for a living to just always have the phone down.
Yeah.
On the
weekends.
Exactly.
Weekend. But, you know, I've had my wife confiscate my phone. I've had that on the weekend.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, she just grabbed it. No, you're not on your phone now. You can't. And I'm like, okay. But 144 times a day, according to...
That little Hawaii trip we took before it, my wife said, and on this trip, we're not going to have our phones out whatsoever. And I'm like, you made that rule up, not me.
This was done, the study by the University of California, Irvine. Shout out, Anteaters. And a professor wrote a book about attention span and how to refocus when distracted.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, let's get to the mailbag, 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 Ohio Owl.
It's in the bag, Ben's mailbag.
But Ohio Owl, an amazing song this week on the overnight show about Lorraine. Oh! And the first Lorena theme song has been produced by a Maller Militia member.
Yeah. She's a made member now.
She's part of the club. We got to let her know where all the Mahler theme music is, though. I don't, she hasn't found the archive of the old songs because we got to keep those on the air. And I'm not sure where they are, but we'll I figure once we get more Lorena songs, she'll want to play them. So we'll put them in the system.
Exactly. And I think a lot of the other ones are dated anyways because they'd have like Roberto's name or my name or other producers' names.
I know, there's so many different people.
Yeah, I know.
But they're classics. You know, they're classics.
You are the pummeler of producers.
Yeah, but they are classic songs and you know, it brings back good memories, fond memories. We love the Danny G era on the show. We love the Jake Warner era, the Roberto era, the... I wouldn't say the Iowa Sam era because it didn't last that long, but you know, a stopover, you know, the yeah. temp Iowa
Sam
an period.
Era, that was a sneeze.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Anyway, first one up, Steve in Omaha. Omaha, Omaha. Although he only said it once, he said, Ben and Danny G, enjoy the show. You and the crew, I've been listening to your show. You've been feasting on Little Debbie cakes and tasty cakes from listeners recently. What other regional delicacy would you guys like to try next?
Man, I saw that latest picture of you with that spread. You guys are going to get diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
Thank you, Wilford.
Yeah, now we don't eat. I don't eat all of it. I don't eat it during the show. Lorena, God bless her. She's got good genetics.
Oh, and she's got a sweet tooth like you wouldn't believe. I've seen her knock out like four donuts during one show.
Yeah, and she doesn't get any weight. I'm like, I've told her, I said, listen, Lorraine, I will change the way I consume food and the way you consume food for like a couple of weeks. I'll eat whatever I want. You'll definitely gain weight. Definitely gain weight if you follow.
It's the most annoying thing when you hear someone say, I really need to gain like 12 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a, no, what a problem to have. Holy crap.
Yeah. So to answer your question, Steve, I don't know what you're from Omaha. I don't know. Is there a regional food dish in Omaha? Maybe Steve, you can let us know. It's popular.
I'm gonna look it up.
I don't know any foods. Omaha steaks, but that's I don't think steaks originated in Omaha. So I don't know. But to answer your question, no, I'd love to try as many different things as we can. We've had a really good run. We've got the stuff from Bucky's, which was really cool. We got all the treats from Bucky's, the truck stop.
Says not only are they famous for their steaks, they are well known for their Reuben sandwich.
Oh, okay. I like a Reuben sandwich. Doesn't transport very well, though, the Reuben. I don't think you can send that in the mail. It would taste very good. But yes, Steve, it's kind of neat. It's fun that we have a big stick, and we're on a lot of different places. And I would love to try as many different foods as I can from different parts of the country, places I haven't been before. And if you know of anything there in Omaha, let us know, Steve, or if you're in a different town.
It says, when you're in Omaha, try a Bob's Breakfast Box from Bob's Donuts.
Okay. I don't know that I'll ever end up in Omaha. Do you think you've ever... You're not going to go to Omaha, are you?
No, I'm not sure. Do they have a graduate hotel there?
We'll see. Stay tuned. They probably do. Jay, he says he's an original masshole. Take that, masshole, Mickey. He says, Ben, your birthday's coming up this month. What do you want from us P1s? My birthday is coming up, but I just want you to listen. Just download the show. Tell friends. And we want to grow the Mahler Militia and all that. I don't really need anything. But if you want to send me something, I won't reject it. I'm not going to say no to it. I'm not going to say, like, I don't want this. I'm not going to send it back to you. I do love hats. Hats are great. Love the hats. And
forget, what size hat are you?
I think I was size 8. I got a big yeah. head. Yeah, yeah. Since my hair went Houdini, I've enjoyed the hats.
I'm 7 5/8.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you got a Bruce Bochy dome.
Not quite Bochy, but close. And so you're, what size are you again?
7 5/8.
When's your birthday? What is that?
12/27.
I think you might be celebrating birthday here later in April. I don't know. And my favorite hats, Jay, since you asked, unless you didn't, is stuff with bees on it. I like the bee hat. I have a lot of bee hats.
I still need one of the Dodger hats with a cursive capital D on it.
Oh, you don't have one of those?
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, I don't have one of those either. Those are pretty cool. But thank you, Jay, for listening. I appreciate that. And I'm sure Masshole Mickey will hear this and be very upset with you saying that you're an original Masshole and you'll take that, whatever. All right, Mike in Fullerton. He writes and says, hello, Ben and Danny G. Did I miss the cutoff last week or were my 26 fun facts about Fullerton not fun enough? Well, we saved that, Mike. It was such an amazing email. We saved it for this week. He says, what are your least What are your guys' least favorite games to play in a casino, whether it be boring or one you've just had the worst luck at playing? He says, P.S., the original NBA team of the fifth hour, the Clippers, start their title hunt today. Let's go, Clippers. Here we go. Clipper Nation. Yeah, okay.
Hey, I'll give your Clippers some credit, Ben, because I actually heard you praising the Lakers on the air last week.
I did not praise the Lakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please have cheers and applause inserted into the podcast right now. For the first time ever on Fox Sports Radio Network, Ben Maller, there's a promo running. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
No.
I thought it was AI, but it wasn't. It was Maller praising the Lakers for taking the Nuggets head on.
That was out of context audio. I merely stated, I am annoyed as a consumer of the industrial complex of sports. It annoys me when teams try to gerrymander the playoff matchups, and
I'm not really hearing any of this right now. I heard the promo. That's all I needed to hear.
Well, you heard what you want to hear.
Let's go, Clippers.
And let me point out, by the way, I only gave partial credit.
I hope
because
the Clippers win.
If Zion had not fallen into a ball of mush,
D'Lo still would have hit that three in front of their bench.
No,
would have had the steal with a minute.
New Orleans was a freight train. They were not going to be stopped.
Well, they would have freight trained their way right to the Nuggets.
But the Lakers were trying to give the game back to New Orleans, but when Zion got hurt, that ended it. And that's fine. Listen, they're going to lose to Denver, but I like the fact that they did not bow down to New Orleans, and I'm annoyed, but as I'm very consistent, Danny, when it comes to that. I'm very consistent that when it comes to that kind of thing. Now, Mike also did mention the 26 fun facts about Fullerton, a city he lives in. Why else would he send that? He says, if you like Ozzy Waz's 50 fun facts about Australia, you're going to love these 26 fun facts about Fullerton. If you're unfamiliar, Fullerton, there's Cal State Fullerton, the Titans. Which is where, I believe, Cedric Ceballos, did he go there? Is that right?
He went to Ventura College.
Ventura? He didn't go to Cal State Fullerton?
I'm not sure, maybe, but I know he did go to Ventura College for a little while.
Yeah, and worked at Fox Sports Radio for a little bit.
Quite a trip to Lake Havasu back in the day.
Yeah. He did go to Cal. We were both right.
Okay.
He went to Cal State
Both, Fullerton. Yeah.
Won a dunk contest blindfold.
Dude, check out our Cedric Ceballos knowledge.
That's deep knowledge. That is intense knowledge of Cedric Ceballos, who played for the Lakers when they were terrible.
Let's do Cedric the Entertainer now. Where did he go?
to the grave.
Did he die?
No. All right.
Stop trying to kill celebrities.
All right. So fun facts about Fullerton, city in Orange County. He says... moving ahead but keeping it old school. Fullerton has been redesigning the downtown for the past 20 years. Is that a fun fact? I don't think so.
No.
History geeks have it made. Fullerton was incorporated in 1904, is the OC's fourth oldest city. Is that a fun fact? Probably not. Free parking everywhere. That's a fun fact, free parking.
Yeah. That's a cheapo fact.
Fullerton is second to one in smarts. Fullerton comes in behind only Irvine and being the smartest community in the entire state of California. Oh, all right. What else? I'm not going to read all these or else we will have no one listening. These are terrible.
Can you fast forward to the last one?
We move ahead in the broadcast. Fullerton is Titan Nation, Cal State Fullerton. Let's see here. Downtown is overrun by trees. That's a fun fact. Oh, my God. All aboard. There's an Amtrak. They're promoting there's an Amtrak train station in Fullerton. That's hilarious. Okay. We're good. But thank you.
Yeah. Fun fact in my city. Did you see how they laid down the first beam on the wildlife overpass?
I did see that. I was at the gym, and they had on the Channel 7 ABC News, they had on the gym, they said the highway was closed, but they had put the first leg down.
Yeah.
So they were very excited about
and
that.
And how about this for human nature? Now in the afternoon when I'm driving in for the Covino and Rich show, when I'm going underneath of it, everybody in front of me is slowing down for some reason. Now, before that first beam was laid down, nobody was slowing down past that. There's, you know, there's always been construction there going on for a while now, but everybody just zoomed on by. Now that there's something above your head, for some reason, people are slowing down.
Again, I'll go back to what we said in a previous episode of the podcast. Do they realize, like, the animal rights activists, I'm all for supporting animals, but do they realize the animals don't realize that's just for them and they're still going to do what they want to do because they're freaking animals? But, you know, I digress. Wacky Mackie.
Well, that one beam, snakes are going to be able to get across the freeway right now, so we're excited.
Sure. Yeah, that's big for them. Wacky Mackie from the land of Tobacco. Something tells me that's not his real name. He says, Ben and Danny G., if you guys were given a mystery trip for 1 week, all expenses paid, but the catch is you didn't know where you were going and you could only take one bag of clothes with you, would you go?
Yeah, free trip.
Yeah, but what if they take you to like Pyongyang or something, you know? It's like,
well, I mean, he says mystery.
That doesn't necessarily mean good. Yeah, mystery trip, true. You don't know. You might end up in, you know, Baghdad or something.
You're yeah, like, oh, that's a good point.
Be a problem, you know?
Be in Ukraine with Jay Scoop.
Yeah. What if you get one bag and they send you to Siberia and it's the middle of winter and you got to be a problem? Wild Man, thank you, Wacky Mackie or whatever your real name is. Wild Man, probably not his real name either, from Morgantown, West Virginia. He says, Ben and Danny G, who's your intro guy? I know I've heard him on FSR for a while. I think he's good at what he does. Thank you.
He's talking about the voice of Bob.
Bob Schmidt, right?
Yeah.
And Bob Schmidt is the guy's name. Very nice gentleman. Does
and
all the.
And Bob listens to this podcast, by the way.
All right.
What up, Bobby?
Bobby, we need Bob. We need you to do jingles for our next open, Bob. Can you do a jingle? A Ben and Danny G jingle.
Bob used to listen to Outkick the Coverage, too, and he'd always text me and comment on Animal Thunderdome stories.
Yeah, Bob Schmidt, a broadcast legend, a legendary. What a great.
Yeah, also voice of the Dodgers. I see all the Dodger promos on TV, and it's Bob.
Doyers, Dodger baseball. When I first started at Fox Sports Radio, there was a guy that was working there who did movie trailers. And that, I don't think it's like this anymore. Back in the day, if you voiced movie trailers, that's all you did.
Oh, yeah.
You worked for like half an hour a day to save your voice. They drove you around in limousines. And the guy was giving me the whole rap about, like, that was if you were a voiceover guy, that was the gig you wanted, the movie.
And in my mid-20s, I did one movie voiceover, and they gave me a $1,500 check. I thought I hit the lotto.
That's great.
Yeah, I never did another one.
Yeah. Kevin.
It was a short-lived career.
Yeah, but it was, yeah. Like me doing Dodger Talk.
Go!
Kevin in Kansas writes in. He says, hey, guys, Ben, one night this past week you said shoulder surgery. You said it was with such ease, but every time I say it, it comes out soldier surgery. Unless I back off the speaking speed a lot with talking as your profession, is there any phrase that makes you put on the brakes just so you say it correctly? Yeah. Free throws. I usually screw that up.
Free throws. How about this one? Wussel Westbrook.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I've had nights, Kevin, you've probably heard this, where I mispronounced the word milk one night. And
what do you mean one night? You do that every time you say that word.
Nah, that's not true. That's it. You're embellishing. Every once in a while. You know, so as you know, Kevin, a fellow wordsman, when you use words a lot, occasionally, sometimes things kind of slip past the goaltender that shouldn't slip past the goaltender, and it keeps us human, though. To error is a very important part of life, Danny. You make mistakes. Yeah. So what about you, Danny? Any phrases that don't come out of the mouth the right way?
There's a word I said two different times, two different weeks on CNR, and it didn't come out the right way. I'll have to remember the word.
Well, Danny, as you know, to err is human. To forgive
yeah,
is divine,
true.
So.
But you know what? When you stammer and stutter on national radio, you do think about it. Like, God, I sounded like such an idiot.
An idiot.
When it happens, it sticks in your craw for a little while.
Well, that's one of the reasons I don't like to go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, like misspeaking, we all do that. Pausing or stuttering on a word a little bit, that's okay. But when you sound like you have a stuttering problem, it's embarrassing.
Unless you're Stuttering John on the 1990s Howard Stern
exactly.
show, then it's okay. But outside of that.
Yeah. What a great job he had, by the way.
Yeah, that was solid. And then he had a falling out. I think he still does a podcast, but. Well, he did get a great job leaving the Stern show. He was the voice of the Tonight Show. Remember Jay Leno hired him to be the voice guy for the freaking Tonight Show, back when people actually watched the Tonight Show?
I just thought of the word. Amicable.
Amicable.
I said it fast and amicable. Amicable.
There are nights I've done monologues about a player that I don't really pronounce their name quite and what properly. And what I'll end up doing, and we've all done this now, we didn't have this option when I got into radio. You go on YouTube and you keep watching to hear the person's name over and over so you can learn by listening
yes,
to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you feel like such an idiot. You're like, oh my God, this is so bad. Like I did a monologue about the Cubs Japanese pitcher they just added this year. And I didn't really pronounce the name right. And I kept watching. I was watching a clip of him pitching on YouTube over and over again to try to get it. And I had it in my head. And then I had a brain fart in the middle of the monologue. And I was like, oh, it's so bad.
Yeah. Anyway. Or like, it's hard to not say Yamamoto without saying it like with an Asian accent. On the air, I caught myself. I was like, Yamamoto. Like, I should not do that.
Racist.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Al from the App Store writes, he says, gentlemen, where is all the Arby's hate rooted? He says, as a fast food connoisseur, these are truly trying times, and all steps necessary must be taken in order to eat out on rare and appropriate occasions. So I have downloaded an app in order to get a freebie once in a while. Mm-hmm. Is it really the end of the world? I was forced by Danny G to do some market research and came on to the conclusion that Arby's can only be consumed by the common man. If you are willing to go off the deal menu, which is extremely limited to 3 items. Secondly, my local establishment has happy hours and gives out paper coupons, which are sometimes very good. He says, also, don't sleep on the Arby's chicken sandwich. Yeah. It is so a solid sandwich, says Alf. And he sent a bunch of screenshots of coupons
this,
here.
This
for
can't
Arby's.
Be the real Alf. I feel like this is a plant by the mafia. Alf.
You want a job, buddy?
Alf imposter right now.
Yeah. Well, Alf, I respect a frugal man. You're much like myself. I think we're actually a lot alike. You listen to the show a lot. You kind of know what I'm like. I'm assuming you're following many of my Michigas things that I do. So, yeah. If you
man of the people who sits up in skyboxes at sporting events.
Not anymore. Not since Otani came to town. Those days are over, man. I am really the man of the people. I'm watching on TV.
You mean Otani?
That's what I'm, that's what I'm doing. I saw that Wendy's, speaking of, do we mention this? I don't think we mentioned this in Foodie Fight. Maybe last week we did. Wendy's They're offering free fries to customers every Friday for the remainder of the year. So if there's a deal.
Oh, their fries stink now.
Are they bad?
Yeah, they're not bad, but they're just not awesome the way they used to be. Serve them mostly cold. Yeah, yeah. They used to be good back in the 90s.
Well, nothing is truly ever free, so they are charging. There's a little stipulation here. They said you have to make a purchase on the in-app to receive the order. So any size. Like, I love when they do the any size fries. Who's ordering the small fries? Right? Like it's like when McDonald's had any drink for a dollar. Well, who's ordering the small?
It's like when the Dodgers, too, get a certain amount of strikeouts in a game, then you can get a free burger the next day at a Jack in the Box. But you have to purchase a large drink to get the free burger. Yeah, you know how much a large drink is. It's a rip.
Yeah, that's true. Blind Jake writes in. He says, the wife and I will be visiting the Northwoods middle of July. We are currently looking at stopping at the packing district and spending time in Huntington Beach. Which places should we make sure to visit?
Is that by the LAX parking lot you visited?
He blew me off at a hotel near LAX. He says, which places should we avoid? Also, any places my guide dog would love to visit? Well, Jake, if you call the show a few times, I don't think I can let anyone in anymore unless they call the show, because Coop got freaked out because we had some people in that didn't call the show and he got all freaky. But what to do in the OC? I do like the packing district. That's actually in Anaheim, Danny. They have this place. My favorite poutine place is in the packing district. It's called The Croft. I highly recommend it if you're into poutine. Better than all the other poutine I've had outside of Wisconsin is The Croft. Love that. They have the fried chicken poutine, which is really, really good. Downtown Disney, you probably know about that. Mm-hmm. There's a place in Irvine called The Spectrum, which I know you've been to, Danny. I've been there. It's big. It's a shopping center. It's like the Disneyland of shopping centers. They have a Ferris wheel. They have merry-go-round. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then drive south. Go to San Clemente if you want like a beautiful little beach town.
Yeah. And go to Mission San Juan Capistrano if you want to take the wife there and your dog and all that.
Take your girl to get some wine in Temecula.
I like the Newport Peninsula, which is beautiful. Newport Beach. Old Town Orange is a nice place to walk around. There's some old shops and whatnot. So,
get some Mexican food in Old Town San Diego.
Or if you want to be adventurous, go to Santa Ana. But do it during the day. Don't go at night. I'd go during the day and have your dogs.
True story. Up. My wife and I were in Santa Ana. We had to go into the Walmart there to get some diapers for baby Koa. Had no choice. It was an emergency. There was a homeless guy sitting on a big wheel, smoking a cigar with all his belongings around a real big wheel outside the front of the Walmart.
Welcome to California. You'll get a kick out of this. This week, we had a guy call in from Maine who had been in jail for 5 years. And I was like, what are you in jail for? And he didn't really want to say. And then he said something like, well, it was like kind of theft. Still, you know what my advice to him was, Danny?
No.
I told him, I said, move to California. We don't arrest criminals for theft in California. You can steal whatever you want. They don't care. They'll let you right back out to steal some more stuff. And he's like, well, yeah, in Maine, they put you in jail.
They frown on it in Maine.
Yeah, they don't like it there. Let's see here. Reggie from the Bay says, what if you could teleport, guys, but you would arrive naked? Would you do it? No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where am I teleporting to? If it was somewhere tropical.
You're still naked. Okay.
I'd be warm on the other side.
You're going to something covering up your twig and berries.
Yeah.
Steve He's writes
both hands.
Yo, you get more rotation with two hands.
Ben, I heard you complaining about the carpeting being cleaned the other night. Was it really that bad?
I saw this email. I didn't know.
I didn't get the email, so I didn't know about it.
The email was the evening of the carpet cleaning, and it started out, sorry for the late notice.
Yeah. So I have as I think Eddie called me the sensitive sniffer My nose is pretty sensitive to certain smells, and I did not realize they were cleaning the carpet. I didn't see the email. I don't check the company email. So I got there. I get there pretty early to get ready for the show, finish up getting ready for the show, I should say. And
my nose. So you didn't get your spring bonus?
Yeah, right. So my nose starts kind of running a little bit, right? It starts running a little bit. And I'm like, and I see some weird people in the building that I didn't really recognize. And then I noticed they had the big carpet Zamboni. And then I saw there's a sign there and all that. And it really did mess with my sinuses. But here's the funny thing. So they said they were going to be cleaning the carpets from 10 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning. That's how I interpreted it. Those guys were out of the building within an hour. They had done the whole building. But they did not do the studio because they wanted to come in there while I was on the air. And I was like, no, we can't have that because it was going to mess up. We would have heard the sound on the air.
Did you ask if you could ride the carpet Zamboni?
That would have been fun. I would have waved at everyone like I was on the ice at the Kings game. I would have waved at everybody. Last one on the mailbag. Barry writes in from South Carolina. He says, but in Nashville this week. Yo-Yo Ma Benny, did you just ban Justin in Cincinnati from all the game shows, or is this a self-imposed game show ban from Justin? First of all, Barry, we have not banned Justin from Cincinnati from the game shows.
Justin, what I heard.
Justin at one point was the most epic game show contestant on the show. He then got passed. He was poleaxed by our friend from Brooklyn, Uncle Mo. And Justin has just not called as often for the game shows. We haven't banned him. I guess he wants other people to play the game shows. But we put him on every once in a while. But yeah, he used to call for every game show. He was like game show king of whores, but not anymore. All right, we'll get out on that. Danny, I will be back tonight in the Magic Radio Box, bloviating the overnight hours away, having a grand time doing that. And we'll be here all week long from 11 o'clock till 3 a.m. on the West. And that's 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday morning under the cover of the stars and cover of the darkness. What do you got going on, Danny? Yeah.
Well, Monday afternoon, back on with Covino and Rich, 2 to 4 p.m. on the West Side. That's 5 to 7 p.m. in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Ben, I might need to borrow $5 for gas to get to Sherman Oaks because my checking account was emptied this past weekend at Disneyland.
Yeah. I recommend just hitchhiking. That's all you need to do. Go old school. I'm sure the wife will be okay with that, right?
I'll stand at the new wildlife overpass and hitch a ride right there.
Yeah.
You could just, where the traffic is coming to a halt.
Yeah, just identify as a bear and you'll be fine. You'll be good. All right. Hey, have a wonderful day. And hey, listen, we'll talk to you tonight. Catch you next time.
Asta pasta.
Got a murder. Got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.